KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have sunny skies and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Cass County Health System is hosting a free community workshop entitled Tools for Troubled Youth. That'll be held Wednesday, November 14th from 1 until 3:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. The workshop will be presented by H. John Lanhoff, PhD. The workshop focuses specifically on youth and includes material for families and professionals. Suicide risk and self-harm will be covered as well during the workshop. Cass County Health System is inviting parents, families, teachers, school staff, law enforcement, community members, and others to attend this workshop. It is a free event, but reservations are requested. And to reserve your spot, or if you have any questions, call 712-250-8020. And you can read more about that workshop under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Atlantic City Council is set to meet this evening at 5:30 in the chambers at City Hall. Among the action items on their agenda is approval of an order to enter into an agreement with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, for regional taxi service. The city usually contributes $8,000 per year from the local option sales tax progress fund for regional public transportation. City Administrator John Lund said the funds have been budgeted for in fiscal year 2019 and carried forward into the fiscal year 2020 proposed budget, as well as the city's 10-year budget plan. The council will also act on setting the date for a public hearing on an update to the city's comprehensive plan. That hearing is expected to be held November 7th. The comprehensive plan is intended to be a guiding document for the Planning and Zoning Commission and the City Council when it comes to major decisions on public policy, according to Lund, who says Atlantic's last comprehensive plan was adopted in December of 2002. General practice for the CP is to be updated every 10 years, but Lund says administrative conflicts related to the interpretation of the plan and how it was to be applied to development in the community resulted in an extensive delay before the updating process was initiated. Lund says SWPCO has undertaken the task of updating the comprehensive plan, and he feels the current draft is much better than the 2002 plan, with the language carefully reflecting the culture of the community and addressing the city's future goals. The Planning and Zoning Commission, he says, reviewed a draft of the proposal during their meeting on September 20th and made some suggestions for improvement. They recommend the council adopt the plan as written, following the required public hearing on November 7th. In other business, the Atlantic City Council this evening will hold the second reading of an ordinance pertaining to speed regulations on Sunnyside Lane from 10th to 22nd Streets, and the second reading of an ordinance pertaining to trees in the city right-of-way and the authority of the city forester. They'll also act on a resolution adopting the building permit fee schedule as presented in Ordinance 964. The only change there is the numbering of the ordinance, which was somehow excluded when the new zoning ordinance was adopted in April of 2017. The final order of business for the council this evening is action on a resolution pertaining to the city's personnel policy, which is simply a correction in the wording. Audubon Community School District Superintendent Brett Gibbs has announced he's retiring at the end of this current year. School year, Gibbs told KJAN News he handed in his resignation during a Monday evening meeting of the Audubon School Board.
The board accepted my letter of resignation. I'll be taking early retirement at the end of the current contract year, so June 30th. So I'll be retired.
Gibbs has served the Audubon School District for 12 years, and he said it was time. He spoke of what his plans are for retirement.
We're going to move back up to my old stomping grounds up in northeastern South Dakota. That's where I grew up. My mom still lives up there. I got four sisters that live up in that area.
He says a local search committee will meet next week to discuss finding Gibbs's replacement.
We will start advertising now for candidates for my position. We do have one in-house. I think that will be a very strong candidate, but we'll advertise, see who else is interested out there. And we are going to run our own search. We're not hiring a search firm to run that for us. The board just felt that was money we could better spend with in-house on our kids rather than to hire some search firm to do that. So I guess I'll be heading that search up as far as, getting the ads out, collecting the applicants, and doing the scheduling stuff. Obviously, the board will make the final decision.
In other bigger news, according to Gibbs, the Audubon School District applied to the SBRC School Budget Review Committee for additional funding because the district saw an increase in enrollment this year.
And that's only the second time in my 12 years at Audubon that we've seen an increase in enrollment. It wasn't unexpected. We We had these two little classes that have been working their way through the system for 12 years. We graduated one of them last year, and we graduated the other one this year, both of them right around 28 to 30 kids. So we knew as they moved out, we had bigger classes coming in at the bottom. We knew we'd see an increase. So that came true, and we think we'll see an increase again next year.
The district certified enrollment is up 7.8 students. Actual butts in the seats, according to Gibbs, is up nearly 15 students. The open enrolled in is greater than the outgoing by 10 to 12 students, and he said the increase means an extra $53,000 per year from the state, which is what the district will levy to the SBRC. And Exira EHK Superintendent Trevor Miller had some good news to report during Monday evening's school board meeting.
We went over our certified enrollment last night because that was due on to be certified yesterday on Monday the 15th. And we got good news. Our district is up 13.46 students, you know, with concurrent classes and that. That's, you know, how you get the point number. But it's good to see that this year we're up 13 students, which is always a positive, and it really helps the year later on funding. So that's good news for our district. And good to see that we're increasing this year.
Miller also discussed with the board the district's financials.
The unspent authority went up, so that's good news. We're staying at about 19% ratio, which is good. The state's want you between 5 and 15, so we have a little fluctuate, and then it also looks better for the next few years because we thought enrollment would be going down. But it went up, so that always helps out with the complicated school finance formulas.
In other news, the Exira EHK board Monday night awarded Viking Construction of Exira the contract for the roofing and siding of the weight room building. Work on that project, he said, will likely begin later this fall or winter, depending on the weather. They also approved the special education report to the state, which showed a positive ending near the end of the fiscal year instead of a negative deficit. And they approved the district certified annual report along with the transportation report. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For a great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.